This is your Commander-in-Chief. I'm issuing a warning. The following podcast contains adult content and intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Enjoy.
Hey everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. I'm here with Marina Shafir and Jessica Penny sitting in with us. We got a great show today. We got Josh Saman on, who's coming off a huge knockout over Eddie Truck Gordon. Crazy kick to the head knockout. Make sure, guys, by the way, go to DraftKings.com, play the game, and type in MMAR as the code. Tell me you did it. I'll retweet it. But do it all you can do it. Okay, trust me. Go to DraftKings.com. They're our first sponsor. Thank you, DraftKings.com, for that. And let's talk to Josh right now. Josh Saman.
Saman,
even better. What's going on, man?
What's up, man? Is this Adam?
Yeah, it's Adam Hunter. You're on the MMA Roasted podcast. It's me. I'm with Marina Shafir and Jessica Penny.
What's up? Hello.
What's up, guys? How are you guys doing?
Good. I'm happy to have you on. I've been surrounded by estrogen this entire show, and it's been rough.
Got some testosterone for you now.
Oh, yeah.
So his nipples are getting bigger.
That's very true. So how are you, man? Congrats on the huge, amazing knockout win over Eddie Truck Gordon. That was awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I said it a couple times before, but we did practice that just hundreds of times, that left high kick. And I told some people that that's how I wanted to finish it. And it was kind of crazy to have it all materialize and actually happen. So it felt nice.
That was a big win for you. That guy won the Ultimate Fighter. You were a heavy underdog. You know, you were down in the first. You came back, and that was insane. I mean, how good did that feel for you?
He really did a good job of controlling me in the first and in the second, about first half of the second round. I got to say, he was definitely the strongest middleweight I've ever, competed against. His nickname is no joke. He was a truck. And I just knew that I had to get up and strike. I knew once I felt his strength, it was going to be real difficult to sweep him or submit him. He was pretty content with, holding me down, and looked like he was trying to ride out a decision. So, I usually like to be active from bottom, but in that scenario, I kind of just waited for the stand up, and it all paid off.
Oh, it was great. Now you train over in Tallahassee.
I'm from Tallahassee. I grew up in Tallahassee. I'm down in Miami now. I train at a gym called MMA Masters. We got a bunch of good guys. Ricardo Lamas trains down here. Luis Baboon Palomino. We got some studs, man. So, but I'm in South Florida now. Yeah.
Did you help film the Ricardo Lamas video about Conor McGregor?
No, actually, Ricardo, he trains down here, but he lives up in Chicago, and that's where he was at his local gym up there when he made that video. And I thought it was pretty good, man. Tell me what you thought about it.
I thought it was funny. I was impressed. I was like, this guy, I wish more of you guys make funny videos. That was great.
Man, let me tell you something. We're in practice, dude. He's a clown, dude. He's always making people laugh, and I think he's kind of said it afterward. He's come out in recent interviews and said that he wants to show that side of his personality, and I think he said he has a hard time doing it during fight weeks, so he's going to try to, how vocal he is about things, and try to dish some of the verbal abuse back, since he seems to be getting it from McGregor right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, Conor called him a fat pussy. I'm like, that's...
He didn't seem happy about it.
That was some entertaining shit.
I watched the post-fight press conference, man, and it seemed like it got under his skin a little bit, which I hadn't really seen before. So he was...
Yeah, but who doesn't like a fat pussy, though?
He definitely took notice.
I mean, who doesn't like a fat pussy? Am I right? I mean, come on.
Are you supposed to make that joke with girls on the...
I've never complained about a fat pussy. He's been waiting to say that joke on the air
with girls on it.
As long as it's tight. If it's a loose fat pussy, that can be bad. But if it's tight, no? No, all right, Jessica.
Are we talking about his body right now?
No, Jessica's looking at me right now like I'm the devil. All right, so...
you're a scumbag.
A scumbag? Why am I a scumbag?
Get him.
She has such anger towards me. I don't know why.
I love it.
I know. And they wonder why they call her Jessica Happy. Listen, so now Josh, so who are you calling out? And who do you want to fight next?
Man, I'm not really sure. You know, it just depends on when I'm able to come back and for how spectacular the finish was. The ending was great for me, but during the training camp, I didn't really feel 100%, man. I was unsure if I had really, healed myself from these injuries that I've had, and it was so important for me to be on the card that, you know, I signed up for it, and it was just kind of a tightrope walk. And there were certain situations when we were training that aggravated, you know, that aggravated my hamstring that I had surgery on and stuff like that. And so we kind of had to avoid, you know, I kind of had a partial camp in terms of everything that I was able to do, specifically like some grappling situations. So we got to work a lot on my striking, and you know, I just wanted to fight on that day. I wanted to be a part of the whole thing. And now that I got that out of the way, I'm going to make sure that I'm 100% before I come back. I got an MRI after the fight. Excuse me. And the doctor said everything's fine. He said it's just still in the healing stages. And so for me being 7 or 8 months removed from an injury and having it still be in the healing stages, it's kind of, I don't know that, you know, it's hard for me to wrap my head around, but, you know, I want to make sure that for the next camp, I'm 100%. I doubt I'll call anybody out and tell them. But you know who I like is all the tough ones. Anybody who's fought and won the Ultimate Fighter, you know, I think that's kind of a narrative that I'd like to follow, because, you know, I beat Eddie Gordon and he was really, you know, he was coming in hot after that knockout of Lima. And there's quite a few of them running around that have won the 185 seasons, and they'd all be good wins. So anybody who's won the Ultimate Fighter is on my hit list for sure.
Where are you in Florida again?
I'm in South Florida in Miami.
You should totally hit up there's some really good judo clubs down there. There's a lot of really good judo clubs down there.
One of my coaches, Daniel Valverde, is a real good judo instructor. I think he was multi-time Brazilian national champ, and so he was actually a coach on the Ultimate Fighter for Nogueira when mm-hmm. Nogueira and Mir were coaches. So we do judo every day. It's always a part of our jiu-jitsu class.
That's awesome. It's a really good like rehab thing too. Because you work a lot on your balance and for your legs. And
oh, yeah.
Really good for your footwork.
Oh, yeah. I can't get enough of it.
Now, when you were on the Ultimate Fighter with John Jones, was he doing lines in the house?
Nah, he wasn't doing lines in the house, man. He was a good coach. He was there for practice every day. You know, and he's a 25-year-old kid in Vegas at the time, man, still doing his job every day. He didn't show up. We had no idea.
Because I heard he was calling 4 a.m. practices and just like...
No, there weren't any 4 a.m. practices while we were there. That would have been fun, though.
And I heard like the coach's challenge was to do as many lines as possible and then run an obstacle course. That wasn't true?
Well, if you remember correctly, Chael won the coach's challenge. So if that was the task, then I think Chael will have some explaining to do.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's true. Now, we got to talk about like you've been through hell the last 2 years.
It's been a roller coaster, man.
You were texting your girlfriend at the time, and you were texting back and forth while you guys were driving, and then she got into a car accident and passed away?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Damn. When that happened, how much guilt? I mean, was that just completely, it's just been awful.
More than you have time to sit here and hear about, man. Yeah.
How did you pick yourself up from that?
Dude, I eventually took a fight. I took a fight in that April fight. I was supposed to fight Kyle Magalhães in Orlando. I thought that it was going to be, you know, I'm here in Florida. Orlando's in Florida, obviously, as you don't know. And I thought it was just going to be a big, nice homecoming event. You know, I thought it was going to be a shining moment. And then I tore my hamstring 2 weeks before the fight, man. It was like the last round of the last day of sparring. It was it was a freak accident. And so after that, man, I was just even more miserable then. I couldn't walk. I was on crutches. I mean, I had all this shit going on. It was a whirlwind, you know? And so I don't know, man. Just stuck
and
my head
still
down.
Still alive today.
Yeah.
Good for you, dude. Keep pushing.
Yeah,
I'm you're like.
Yeah, it was a pretty crazy ride, man. And I mean, the ride's not over, but you know, December 6th was a, you know, that win over Eddie Gordon was just probably the most monumental moment of my life. So I'll always have that. You know?
Yeah, I'm really happy for you, man. I was like, I remember watching you on The Ultimate Fighter, and I honestly was thinking, this guy's too good looking to fight. Like, what the hell does this guy want? You're like this ripped guy. I was like, why are you fighting? I mean, some of these other guys, I'm like, all right, they got nothing else going for you. But I'm like, this guy could get.
Don't talk about Bubba like that. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Bubba McDaniel and Kelvin Gastelum and Luke Barnott. Those guys have to be fighters, you know? I mean, they got. I mean, but I was like, yeah, man, what. You know, so. But.
I do. So. I guess it's, you know, it looks conceiving, I suppose. I'm not sure.
Now, when you fought Kevin Casey, was his horrible rapping, did that like, help you get excited?
I don't know if you remember, but he came out to his own, another rap song. He came out to his own walkout song.
No,
I thought
he didn't.
Was it pretty cool. So, but no, Kevin was a tough guy, man. The odds for that fight were just... I was super favored, man, and he was close to beating me, you know, with an armbar and a triangle. It was almost in the first few seconds of the round, man. That would have been a disaster.
Almost is a great word. Almost is such a good word. He almost beat you. No, I said almost is such a great word, right. But he didn't.
Yeah, you're right. He wasn't quite there, but almost.
I mean, but he had Spencer Pratt in his music video.
I've seen it. They're jumping over fire. They're doing all sorts of shit. That video is hilarious.
Right, I mean, there's no way you were going to tap to a guy with Spencer Pratt in his music video, right?
I clearly was intent on not tapping, no.
Didn't Kevin get busted for steroids?
Yeah. Kevin took, yeah.
For EPO.
What is EPO?
I think he said it was a diuretic or something. I'm not sure exactly what, but him and he was on a nice little winning streak, man. He had like 4 in a row. Came back to the UFC, knocked the guy out in the first minute of the fight, and then got popped for that. And then he was supposed to compete at Metamoris against Vinny, I'm pretty sure, and then he ended up getting a blood clot in his leg. So I keep up with all these guys. We all still talk from Ultimate Fighter 17, even the guys that I fought.
Did you know, your last loss was to Kelvin Gastelum. Did you know back then this kid was going to be something special?
Before the fight, absolutely not. We had seen him, you know, he was just running through people on the show, and every single time he was the underdog. I mean, he's been the underdog in almost every single fight. I think he had one fight since the show where the odds makers had him not as underdog. But, I mean, literally the last 5-6 fights, including the ones on the show, everyone expected him to lose. And after the fight, I knew that he had, you know, he had something special, and he's just got an intensity that's real good for competition, and it doesn't look like that when he's out of the cage, but when he gets in there and he turns it on, he's going to be a handful for anybody at any, you know, any of those weight classes, 70 or 85, you know, so... yeah, man, I always tell people, if you bet money, bet on Kelvin.
So now Jessica talks us that, like, she actually picked up her boyfriend. Her boyfriend was throwing guys at the gym, and she was like, I want that guy. Does that happen to you a lot?
Chicks?
Girls coming around trying to get boyfriends at the MMA gym.
Hey, yeah. Chicks dig fighters. They're hot.
Mm-hmm. It happens, but no, I haven't been successfully picked up by a chick at the gym yet.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you could be with one female MMA fighter, who would it be?
Man, there was two, there's 115 pounders. They were cute. There was two cute ones that fought like a month or two ago. It was about probably the most attractive female fight I've ever seen.
Oh, you're talking about my teammate, Kylin.
Kylin versus Paige VanZant.
Kylin Curran.
I think that was it.
Did you like the blonde or the brunette?
The blonde or the brunette?
I always go with brunette. So whichever
good,
one
that's my friend.
Here, I
now, have you got back on the saddle? As far as like, I know that was horrible. What happened with your girlfriend? Are you back on the Tinder?
No, I'm not on the Tinder, but you know, I'm living my life. You know, I'm doing what I need to do for sure.
Nice. Any advice for me? Because I'm like single. And I need to live my life better.
It sounds like you're doing just a fine job of it, man.
I feel like you need to go to a gym.
I like that you do is I like the text from last fight. I like that thing you got going on. Keep that up.
Oh,
sure.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Thank you. That's my buddy DJ Shrope. DJ Shrope keeps me employed. So it's my pleasure. So now what do you think of Conor McGregor? He seems to be the big guy right now.
Man, I think we were just talking about my teammate making a parody video of him, but I think he's the truth, man. I think he's got real great striking. And obviously the detractors are all saying, you know, he hasn't fought a wrestler, et cetera. But Seaver had a couple good takedown attempts, and it looked like Conor had the ability to pop right up. And I read an interview with Conor's coach, that I think Steph Daniels did, and he was talking about, he said actually that they have some wrestlers from Eastern Europe, from Russia and Ukraine, that have been training with them for several years. So he said he's not worried about Conor's wrestling at all. Now, of course, that's what all the coaches are going to say. But, I mean, you do have some good, strong wrestling roots in Eastern Europe rather than England and Western Europe. So, you know, Ireland, where those guys are at, you know. So I don't know. We'll see, man. I don't think Aldo's going to test his wrestling, but that's a fight I'm super excited for. I think that if you put Aldo against any of these guys that Conor McGregor is fighting, Aldo would pretty much do the exact same thing. He'd be putting them all out in the first round or the second round. So it's hard to gauge exactly where McGregor's at versus Aldo, but that's the good thing about fighting is we always find out.
What about CM Punk? What's your thoughts on that guy?
I think that's great for the UFC, man. And the way that I view that is I think that was kind of a preemptive strike to where if you have this huge name such as CM Punk who's expressing interest in MMA, there's no way that you let Viacom pick him up or Bellator and you know, start that whole thing with TNA and Bellator or whatever the hell they got going on. You know, you kind of have to sign it. Can't let that big of a signing go somewhere else to anybody else and give anyone else that momentum. So I think he'll be fine. I think he chose a pretty damn good camp to do it in. And I think once he gets inside the UFC, he'll be used to a bunch of screaming fans. So I don't think that'll be much of a factor. But I mean, anything that brings more eyes to the sport is good. I'm for it. I don't know why anybody's complaining.
We're watching, by the way, we're watching your head kick knockout right now.
Yeah, fucking good job.
Are you
awesome.
Watching it right now?
Yeah, we just watched it.
We have it on loop.
We have it on loop.
It's gorgeous.
Nice. Now, why did you punch him afterwards? I mean, didn't you know he was going to be out? Why
Oh, man, it was just instinct. It was just the last little oomph. I didn't mean to.
You were celebrating before he even hit the ground. That was awesome. You're just like, he's out.
I always wanted one of those, just like a Mark Hunt knockout. So that was my, you know, that was my moment of glory for sure. Before he even hit the ground, I knew he wasn't getting up.
Now it came out today, supposedly that the UFC just got Crow Cop back.
I did read that.
Yeah.
I read that. You said his ground game must have been getting better in K1.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Again, you don't let them go sign with somebody else. If you have another organization that's trying to pick up big names that have name value and they seem to be finding success with it, I think the one was Tito and they got Tito, and then when they had Rampage, I think that pay per view or whatever those numbers were pretty decent, you know, better than people expected them to do. So I think you bring Crow Cop back home to finish out his career. You don't let him go somewhere else.
Yeah, but isn't there kind of a danger in that of, like, we're afraid that these guys are going to go to Bellator? So, I mean, because at what point do you stop? Like, what if Bellator wants to get Oprah?
You weigh the risks, and if it's not worth signing them, then you let them go and you let them see how they do. But I think that Crow Cop's one of those guys that should be on the side of the UFC. If I remember correctly, he has won one or two fights in a row. It's not like they're signing him off a loss or anything. So
yeah,
why not let him come back and try again if he wants to do that, you know?
Yeah, no, you're right. It's true. The word is that Brendan Schaub already called him out.
Did he really?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah, because he had called out Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, listen, Josh, it was a pleasure having you on, man. I'm really happy you overcame all those things in your life. Where can people find you?
My Twitter handle is just my name, Josh Saman, S-A-M-M-A-N. My Instagram is the same. I got a fan page on Facebook. It's pretty easy to find.
All right. Well, thanks a lot,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, dude. It was a pleasure.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. I'll talk to you soon, hopefully.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Definitely.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was Josh Saman. Seems like a nice
he's
guy.
He's the man.
Yeah, that... He's the man.
I've been wanting to say that so long. Saman, the
you're
man.
Such a, you're so funny. You're a very funny person. You're very, very
only
funny.
Here.
Really?
Everywhere else I'm not funny.
Come on. Everyone thinks you're funny.
Not
that
everybody.
Knows you. Not everybody.
Not everybody.
Not Cyborg.
Yeah, she definitely don't think I'm funny.
She Cyborg blocked her on Instagram.
But she's
that's
stuff.
So funny. I actually just... it was pointed out to me that Randa Marcos, my last opponent, blocked me on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah. We're not friends, apparently.
Wow.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, but Cyborg is stalking me through all my other friends.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah. She's keeping tabs on me as I am keeping tabs on her, too. She may have me blocked on one Instagram account, but she does not have me blocked on another Instagram account.
Really? How many Instagram accounts do you have?
I don't know. Maybe two.
Oh, come on.
Don't you have a bizarro one, Adam?
No, I don't. I'm not doing that.
I stalk her. Oh, it's bad.
Did you do that to, like, stalk your boyfriend?
No. No.
Because there's a lot of females that do that.
Yeah.
Like, they wanna...
Yeah, no. I don't... When it comes to men, I'm not like that at all, but, like, just fighting brings a different level of competition out of me, and like for some reason I just can't get enough of her life. I just want to be all up in it all the time.
you're trolling her.
I troll. Yeah, I silent.
Post, like,
No. I'm a silent troll.
That's awesome.
But like, I just there's a reason that she blocked me. You know, there's a reason. So
I'm nosy. What? I said I'm nosy. What?
I don't know what it is. Yeah. There's a reason. Like, she knows who I am.
Probably because you're friends with Rhonda.
Yeah, but, like, still.
You
like,
said something, though, didn't you?
Oh, I've said plenty of things.
What did you say?
But what?
There people, was that one thing, though, that was just too much.
No, people, I would always get asked, like, oh, well, you know, do you see yourself fighting Cyborg? Yeah, I fucking see myself fighting Cyborg. I didn't start this to be number two.
Right.
Get the fuck out of here. I did not start this to be considered, like, a top three. I want to be number one, and I will be number one. And that's just... Anybody can say whatever they want. They can bring up my last fight as much as they want. That's cool. I'm going to keep fighting, and I'm going to keep winning, and then no one's going to be able to say shit.
Exactly.
So that's just how it's going to go down. But Cyborg, girl, you got my number.
So if Cyborg wanted to fight you like in like 3 months, what would you say?
I would get ready for it, I guess. I mean, if that was my last fight. But it just wouldn't make sense. It wouldn't make sense like bracket-wise.
Yeah.
And it just wouldn't make sense, but I want that fight eventually.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'd botch it. Can I walk out with you? If that's the case?
No.
Oh, come on, really?
Can you walk that's out like, rapping in front of you?
That's my whole goal. That's on my bucket list, to walk out with a fighter, to be like one of the guys in the entourage. Be like, yo, that'd be kind of cool. No? That'd be kind of cool. I think it'd be fun. What about you? Who's the girl you're stalking, Jessica?
I don't stalk.
Really?
Really.
You don't stalk Carla?
I leave my sister to do that. She's really good at stalking.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. Now, what did you do before fighting? What were some of the jobs you've had?
I've been a freelance makeup artist for MAC Cosmetics. I have been a catering supervisor for Aramark. Mm. And like a hostess.
Do you have to work now or just full-time fighting?
After my last fight, I don't work anymore. I just do privates. I mean, actually, when I was on the reality show, I gave notice at the gym that I was teaching at, and they just kind of like gave away my classes. So I.
What gym was that? It's not cool. Well,
it was a UFC gym.
Really?
In Long Beach, yeah.
Well, they had to. People have to take classes, though.
No, I had all my classes covered. They were completely supportive of me going on the show. I mean, they're a freaking UFC gym, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, one of their instructors
you want
going
a UFC
on UFC
fighter
gym.
To teach at your
the
gym.
The one in Torrance?
No, the one in Long Beach.
Oh, Long Beach.
Yeah. So I came back and I called them and I was like, hey, you know, just want to talk about coming back, blah, blah. Oh, don't worry about it. We gave away your classes. And so it's not like they fired me, so I can't, you know, get...
Is that like technically a layoff?
Technically,
who
I don't work
to,
there
though?
Anymore.
Who did they give it to, though?
To Randa Marcos.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wait,
yeah, <Randa.
laughs> wait,
that's why she moved to LA.
Did she move to LA?
No, just...
So you got fired from a UFC gym for being on the UFC show.
Yes.
That's insane.
The UFC gym in Long Beach was not supportive of me going on the UFC.
That's really, really strange.
Right?
That's really
that
weird.
That is really very strange.
But it's okay because, I mean, they're all chains. I mean, they're independently owned.
Yeah, what that one guy, remember that video you showed me?
Black belt.
Oh, I saw that one. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
That guy was like so on the ground in pain. The guy, so if you're not, if you don't know, the guy.
And that purple belt was like so right. He's like, dude, he's like, I've been training for so many years. You can't just fucking come in here and say you're a black belt. Like, that's so disrespectful. Not just to me. That's so disrespectful to the fucking sport and to everybody, blah, blah, blah. Like, just fucking laid in on this guy.
If you don't know what we're talking about, there was a guy, there's a video going out of the guy, of a guy. In Texas, mm-hmm. who was teaching at a UFC gym, saying he was a black belt, and a purple belt walked in there, just basically tore him up, mm-hmm. and the guy was in pain on the ground, rolling around.
He's like, "It's my foot or my knee." Or
while
something.
The guy was like, saying, "You can't hire these bullshit, you know, jiu-jitsu instructors," which is good, you know, it's good you made the video,
yeah,
you know, because that's kind of weak.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of crazy that somebody thinks that they can get away with that sort of thing, especially with how popular the sport is and.
Right.
You know, just it's so accessible. So
what belt are you?
I actually just got my jiu-jitsu black belt. Mm-hmm.
You
wow.
didn't know that?
I didn't know that, no. She blocked me on Instagram. No. you got your jiu-jitsu black belt. That's great. Congratulations.
I did. Thank you.
Under who?
Under my coach, Lucas Leitch.
That's
and
awesome.
Checkmate. So, yeah, it was a little surprising. He had a conversation with me about wanting to give me my black belt after my last fight, and... I was like, are you sure? Like, I don't know if I'm, you know, ready for that. It's, you know, it's a
responsibility.
A big deal. It's a big responsibility. Yeah. And,
why?
I mean, you're setting an example. I mean, a black belt is the highest level of achievement that you can get in that sport. Mm-hmm. And I want, to always represent my coaches and my teammates well. So I take it as a very serious responsibility. I don't take it lightly at all.
So now when you got the black belt, did you go out and get drunk that night and stoned and do lines? Like, what exactly did you do to celebrate this black belt?
She did jiu-jitsu?
I did jiu-jitsu, yeah.
That night?
I trained in my black belt.
Wow, that's awesome. But is it gi or no gi?
Well, it's all kind of subjective, honestly. I was promoted in the gi. I do train in the gi. But as far as what I do, I train jiu-jitsu for MMA and for no gi. So I do a lot of my training without the gi, but I'm also capable of training in the gi. It's a very different style, and it kind of, I don't know, some things just don't translate well, and I feel like if I'm training for an MMA fight, it kind of gives me bad habits because there's a lot of techniques that just don't translate to MMA.
Yep.
Now, do you only hang out with black belts now? Like, do you look down on the brown belts?
I do. I'm just way too cool for all of them now.
Nice. Yeah. And your boyfriend is a black belt as well?
He is not, but if there was a black belt in Greco-Roman wrestling, he would be a black belt.
Now, what is he fighting as well, your boyfriend?
No, he doesn't fight.
He just coaches?
He coaches occasionally.
What does he do for work?
Medical device sales.
Oh, wow. Very, mm-hmm. very smart couple.
He's a smart guy.
So we have a black belt in judo now and a black belt in jiu-jitsu. This is crazy.
I'm a white belt in judo, but I'm hoping to get my green belt pretty soon.
Really?
I'm going to work at it.
You really white belt? No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
You're white belt in judo?
Yeah.
But you're trying to get your green belt?
Yeah.
Where do you train judo?
With Justin
Flores, the most badass judo coach ever.
Yeah. Wow. So when are you going to get your green belt, you think?
I have no idea. I seriously just started training judo.
Oh. But you're probably better than most white belts if you're a black belt in jiu-jitsu, no?
I mean, they're totally different sports.
Yeah, but there's some similarities, no?
I mean, some, but I mean, the way that judo is, I mean, it's a lot of stand-up.
Throwing and, yeah.
There's like barely any time allotted on the ground. Mm. But I really do enjoy the armbar transitions and the throw transitions to submissions. And I love how fast-paced judo is rather than sometimes jiu-jitsu is a little bit slower and a little bit more methodical. And judo is just really attack, 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 which I really enjoy.
Yeah, because you can pick when you want to change the pace. And it's like people don't understand that. Like being able to control the pace of a sparring session just purely based on like if you have judo as like a base, you can increase and then decrease, and that's how you train in judo. That's why like so many judokas are so fucking tough whenever they go into another sport.
Same with wrestling. So yeah. What belt are you in jiu-jitsu?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm a purple belt.
When are you getting your brown belt?
Not anytime soon. I haven't trained it in. I haven't trained in a gi in a really long time, which is not a good thing. But it is one of my New Year's resolutions to do more of. Hmm. Yeah.
Nice. I like it. All these all these high belts. This is very. So now you said that your boyfriend and you, right, for 9 months is a long time because you don't usually last very long. How come you don't last with men? What's the issue here?
I have my priorities. And if they are not supportive of my priorities being training in mixed martial arts, then I say bye-bye.
Have you dated a lot of fighters before?
No, not really.
Just a couple?
I've had a couple guys that I've dated that were in the sport, and it never works out.
What happened?
Clash of priorities. She just said it. It's a clash of priorities.
It's really hard when, you both have kind of the same objective is to be the best in your division or to be the best in your sport. And one person in the relationship, I think, always kind of ends up taking a back seat. So I'm not going to let myself be a back seat, and neither is he. So we end up parting ways.
Can you just get a car that has no back seats?
Shut up.
I'm just saying. No. So do you want to name names of these fighters that you dated or not?
No, I'm not going to name names. Right. I know you're dying to. Oh, you're rude.
Wait, can I guess? Brian Caraway?
No.
All right. Let's see.
Black and Decker pussy wrecker right there.
Oh, what?
He has braces.
Oh.
Black and Decker pussy wrecker? That's what you call people with braces?
No, just him.
Really?
That's why Misha's so miserable.
Wow. So Misha Tate is so miserable because he's wrecked her pussy with her braces?
Who knows? I'd be uncomfortable too.
You just said that. Wait, so you think like when he goes down on her, he actually tears it up? And that's
I don't know, maybe.
Well, if he's a Black and Decker pussy wrecker.
Well, then I guess he does then.
You just said it. I'm not making this shit up. You're
not making it up, but you don't. It's not like it's a surprise. Everybody knew he had braces.
But I didn't know that he was a Black and Decker. I didn't realize that was a pussy wrecker. I don't know. I just would think.
Well,
that,
if you don't have the proper technique.
Yeah, but like, you? If you're a chick, do you want anybody going anywhere near there when they've got a mouthful of metal?
I've never had braces, nor have I been a chick, so I'm not really
it's
qualified.
Not the ideal situation. Let's just put it that way.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So you think Misha Tate is angry because
I don't know if she's angry anymore, but like when he first got the braces, she did not look happy in her interviews.
Wow. You've heard it here first. You've heard it here first. Okay. So, wow. All right. Have you ever had a guy, Jessica, go down on you with braces?
I have not.
Oh. Have you?
No.
Oh.
Smart girls avoid that.
Yeah. All right.
That's cool. I've never had a girl give me a blowjob with braces either. So that'd be kind of weird.
Because it would scare you, right?
Like what if she had braces and the little rubber bands? Like what if they snapped? Like right? Yeah.
Oh man, that'd be rough.
Right?
Yeah, that'd be rough.
I am poking fun, but like at the same time, it's kind of like. It's not a subject, you know, like, fuck, your boyfriend has braces. That sucks for you, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, no, teeth is bad enough. When a girl uses teeth, it's rough. It's like, come on. But you don't want to stop it because it's still better than not getting one, you know? But it's in a tough situation. I, the blowjobs I've gotten, I'm like, you know, ugh. But sometimes I have to go, ugh, make a little noise. Like hey, this is...
Did you smack him on the head or something?
No, I don't smack him on the head.
Yeah, like a
that
spray
would be
water my bottle. Like, back up.
Yeah, I do.
Back up.
I do.
That would be a reflex. Like,
no, I don't hit girls on the head while they're blowing me. That's
a tap.
But they might bite me. That's even worse. They're already using teeth.
Do you ease away slowly?
No, I just go, ooh, you know, or like I give them a noise, like I give them a painful noise. You know, you got to give them a noise. That happens.
Yeah, it happens.
I mean, you don't use teeth, right? That's not your thing. You look like you. All right, so anyway, I'm just saying, you don't look like a teeth girl, you know?
Looks considerate.
She looks, yeah.
Thank you.
You look like you might not even give a shit. Like, you look like you might enjoy chopping up some guy's cock, fucking shredding it to pieces. That's definitely, that should be your fucking nickname, the Shredder. Jessica the Shredder Penny. Why do they call the
scissors and the shredder?
Yeah. Why do they call the shredder? Well, when she blows guys, she fucking chews them up, right? And no, but I was wondering, like, where do you girls learn to get to give the
pornos?
You watch a lot of porn?
Yeah. Like how? Well, when I was younger, I did.
Really, how much porn did you like? Just stacks?
I mean, just enough to like get the logistics.
No, because like you
it.
Hear shit. Like I was always like the least experienced.
Me too.
Chick with all my friends, and then like. You know, we're out getting lunch or whatever, and all of a sudden my friends are talking about, you know, doing 69s and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like,
what are their numbers?
What the fuck? Like, what percentage are they talking about? I don't get it. It's just not making sense to me. So, like, you do your homework, you know, you kind of like, I had like 5 friends in high school. I didn't lose my first kiss until I was 19.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like,
I was. Lose your first kiss?
Oh, God.
What do you mean, lose your first kiss?
Who did I lose my first kiss to?
That's you calling it losing your first kiss?
Well, yeah. Well, I had my first kiss.
Oh, okay.
I had my first kiss when I was 19.
You knew what she fucking meant.
Yeah, I know, right? Like,
I don't sometimes know what she means. She has got a fucking...
Do I speak Russian on the podcast?
Privyet.
Okay. Right.
Wait, so you lost your first kiss when you were 19.
I had my first kiss when I was 19.
Yes.
But I just didn't know.
And you had your first anal at 14. No. I'm kidding. I'm joking. That's way too young. All right, so.
It's not even funny, though.
I really want to see her beat you 16. Up.
You want to see her beat me up?
Mm.
Well, no.
I'm going to grab his nipple.
Do it.
There's a lot pepperonis. Of nipple to grab.
Grab it from the other room.
I'm so bummed I couldn't find that picture. I'm going to have to go on my computer.
I still have it. I think it's funny.
Let me see it. You have to show them.
I was going
to
post it, actually.
Do it.
But then I was afraid Carl would get upset.
Can you attach the nipple picture to the podcast?
She's single. Do it.
But then she just broke up with her boyfriend, Carla.
Yeah, she's single.
Carla just broke up with her boyfriend?
It's so funny,
who's
though.
She dating?
It's funny when, like, girl fighters break up with their boyfriends, because Carla Esparza writes, she writes, I'm single, sad face, right, on Twitter. That's what she writes. Like,
Carla?
Yeah.
Aww.
But you would never have a guy fighter go, I'm single, sad face.
Like, you might. If they're sensitive.
Come on, really?
Single thumbs up.
That's pretty funny.
Bring up
the picture. Let me see the picture.
No, hold on. No, Juliana's ready.
Okay.
But I'll give you the picture. You are so impatient. Yes, I am. I know.
We were talking about this like 30 minutes ago.
I'll show you a picture of my nipple. Jesus, I never saw
it. No, I want Marine.
I want to
see it.
Anyway, all right. So that's our podcast for today. Where can people find you, Jessica Penny?
On my Twitter, Instagram. I also have Facebook. It's my full name, Jessica Penny.
All right. And Marina?
Same thing, Marina Shafir.
Okay.
I love promoting myself.
You have a ton of followers, though. People seem to really like you.
It's because you just act like you don't want them to follow you.
Oh, right. I like it. Playing hard to get.
Just kidding. Love you guys.
So, okay, well, we never actually got into where you guys learned the technique. So you watched a lot of porn.
Not a lot. Don't get excited.
Yeah, I know. Not like every minute of free time, I'm like porn.
Just every other minute or every third minute?
Every couple days.
Every couple days. All right, so every couple days you're watching porn. Everyone, you heard it here first. Every couple days Marina is watching porn. Make sure that you guys tweet her that. Listen, so, all right. Now, Adam, comedian, MMA Roasted, DJ Shrope, thank you. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Take care.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. No need to wait for it anymore, because it's here and it's funny and I love you.